I have my hand over Doc Cotton's mouth. Don't get your thumb up my nose, Ray. Door's thrown open. Jim, Dot's husband, shocked. Dorothy! He rushes towards us. I stumble away and crash through the first floor window down into Albert Square. Dead as a dodo. Dum dum dum. John Steed in the Avengers killed me. Again, I fell from a height, but this time with a knife in my chest. I was killed by a giant octopus under the Aegean Sea when searching for a nuclear warhead, while working at Butlin's holiday camp. My throat was cut by a pirate when our galleon ship was attacked 5 miles off the Spanish coast. Alec Guinness and Dirk Bogarde survived. The film HMS Defiant didn't. As a mad pathologist in Death of an Expert Witness, I killed Jeffrey Palmer, Brenda Blethyn, and a couple of others before not finishing off Adam Dalgliesh. That would have stopped P.D. James in her tracks. I've killed people in Zed Cars, Dixon of Dock Green, The Saint, Danger Man, and in Agatha Christie plays all over the country. I finished off pirates, and with Peter Cushing as Doctor Who, I shot Daleks and Robomen. Also the occasional wife, wife's lover, mother-in-law. In fact, it seems that in the last 50 years, it's been a hell of a bloodbath. The scene is Brighton, the Theatre Royal, an amateur production of The Happiest Days of Your Life, half an hour before the curtain goes up. It's Thursday. I, age 10, enter the stage door with a bag of bullseyes and proceed to a dressing room under the stage to wish luck to the boy who will be taking over my part for the rest of the week. "What's in that bag?" he says. I tell him. "Can I have one?" he says. It must have been at that moment, between the bullseye bag and the boy who popped one into his mouth, that I realised I wanted to be an actor. The seed was sown of that most important nugget of knowledge hiding under the frippery of theatricality. Yes, for all its giggles, it's a cutthroat business. Incidentally, for those of a sensitive disposition, the bullseye boy subsequently recovered magnificently from his joking fit and now has 6 children and a season ticket at Brighton & Hove Albion. But I suppose my most famous murder, the one that chopped millions around the world, was, yes, another wife, the death of Pauline Fowler. A tragedy that occurred in snowbound Albert Square on New Year's Eve 2006. Mouths open, children cried, and grandmas dropped their sherry in disbelief. In Plaistow in 2001, a little old lady stopped and stared at me. "Weren't you in the knack?" "Yes," I said. "I thought you were dead." The Knack was a film that starred Rita Tushingham, Michael Crawford, Donald Donnelly and me, directed by Dick Lester in 1965. It won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. Its London premiere was attended by Princess Margaret, Lord Snowden and the Beatles. We were all over the papers in 1966, but who still remembers the film in 2001, apart from that little old lady in Plaistow? But there's always a flip side. "They're here, they're here!" I looked up to see Liam Gallagher's minder coming over to my table outside a pub. This giant of a man seemed to shrink as he came towards me. "Aren't you Mr. Ben?" he squeaked. "Liam wants to meet you." Mr. Ben, also in the 60s, was a job that was going to pay our rent of £4.10 a week for a year and a half. Sadie, my wife and little Emma were struggling on all fronts. But the rent was our biggest worry. My work was patchy, always waiting for the phone to ring. So Mr. Ben was handy. Very. In June 1949, I was entered in elocution class 211, boys 9 and under 10, at the Brighton & Hove Music Festival. At the Royal Pavilion, on a sunny afternoon, the big hall crowded with parents and a frightening table in front of the podium where the adjudicator sat, I had to recite Bob Has Blown 100 Eggs. I can only remember the title of the poem, but the occasion is branded in my memory. I came first. It was a surprise to me. I never come first in anything. Apparently, after my triumph, Miss Donovan had had a chat with my mother and said I looked nervous and that maybe I should do some acting classes to build up my confidence. And that's where it all started.